In episode 9 of the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, we're going to talk about how to create a digital marketing strategy. If you are a creator or entrepreneur or any of those things, we're going to show you how to create one. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. As a creator or entrepreneur, you have so many things coming your way in terms of online marketing, digital marketing, and it can be so confusing, but we broke it down in this free mini course that we have. It's called the 5-Day Digital Marketing Mini Course, and you can get that at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course, or anywhere on that website you should see something where you can sign up for that free course. And it's not a long course either. It's a real short course, and you know, we didn't want to take up a lot of your time when we put it together, but it kind of guides you through different aspects of digital marketing, and we try to keep it condensed for you. So check that out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course. What's going on, everybody? This is Andre with the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast. I'm your host today. I'm your host every day. Or every time that you listen to this. But today we're going to talk about how to create a digital marketing strategy. We're going to keep it simple. We're not going to do all these crazy different things. Actually, I think creating a strategy, it's fairly easy when you think of it in terms, when you break it down. Actually, when you break it down the way I'm going to break it down in this podcast. And so the way that I think of a digital marketing content strategy, or let's just call it a digital marketing strategy. The way I think of it is, I think of it, how do people create, or how do they consume content? How do we consume content? Three ways, right? If you want to really simplify it, content is written. So we read books, articles, newspaper articles. Since we're talking digital marketing or online marketing, we read things on websites. So we read blog posts, we read articles. So I think of it in that way. So that requires what? Blogging. Also think of it, you know, we're visual learners. So videos, and not just videos, just other visual things also, but for the sake of this, we'll say videos. We'll just keep it right on video. So we create content or consume content in terms of video. So YouTube, you see a lot of videos on YouTube. You see a lot of them just on social in general. Also audio podcasts, podcasts like the one you're listening to. Also on social media, you have things such as Twitter Spaces. You have Clubhouse. So, you know, there's a lot of social platforms that are adding audio features. So think of it in those ways, just in those three simple areas. Content is consumed by blogging, by videos, audio. So, you know, if you are producing content, those are the three areas that you're gonna produce. Now, we can go in other areas also in this podcast in terms of, and we will. Actually, in terms of SEO, search engine optimization. So I would generally, if you're a beginner, I generally like for people to not stay away from SEO, understand what it is, know what it is. Yes, it is important, but don't consume yourself with it. I think a lot of times people try to learn all these different strategies too much, things that they probably they're not going to be the ones, you know, especially if you're not the ones that's actually building the sites and creating the content in terms of actually doing the writing and stuff like that yourself. But it's definitely all good. And I think you should definitely understand SEO. Also understand, you know, social media, you know, your social media strategy or what have you. And if you're doing pay-per-click, if you're doing affiliate marketing and email marketing, also, those are important as well. But I would say you must commit to a long-term plan if you're creating content. Commit to a long-term plan. Also, decide what platforms fit your brand. So I always highly recommend you to have a website, have a blog. In terms of video, I think everyone should have a YouTube channel because that's free. It's not going to take a whole lot to make videos, or, you know, we all have phones. So start there. You don't need all this fancy equipment. So start there. With audio, in terms of podcasting is actually easy right now. If you get your, you know, the headphones that comes with your phone or whatnot, has a microphone piece on there. Lock yourself in a closet where you don't hear a bunch of noise, and you can start creating podcasts that way through your phone. Now, I wish somebody would have told me, well, I actually knew that. I wish I would have done it that way just to start off. So you can always change your equipment. You can always change anything. But if you're starting off, you can do those things. You can do all three of those things. Also, focus on your organic content. So you're going to be putting out a bunch of free content. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe if you have a different budget, you could start right away. If you have the knowledge on paid ads, you can start doing that right away also. So, you know, everybody has different budgets and everybody's going to have a different kind of start. But I'm just trying to set some parameters in terms of creating a digital marketing strategy. In terms of social media marketing, I always say start off somewhere and get good at it. So in other words, you should have one, no more than two. If you want to call, hey, I'm gonna do a blog, I'm gonna start me a YouTube channel, and hey, I'm gonna work with Facebook also. I have no problem with that. That's all on you. But if you're gonna do that, make sure you get good at the YouTube. Make sure you get good at the Facebook. You want to get good at producing content on your blog also. But you want to determine how many pieces of content should you put out. Also, with social media marketing, your content will be distributed also. But when I mean get pretty good at those things, you have to give on those platforms also. So don't just use those platforms as a place to distribute your content. So make sure that you're on there. You're having conversations with people. You're sharing things yourself. You're liking, you're commenting and liking, commenting, sharing. But make sure you're doing all of those things. Also, do more of that than you are actually putting your content on those platforms. So always use, it's kind of like Gary Vaynerchuk's book, Jab, Jab, Left Hook. He's basically saying give, give before you ask. And that's the same, not just with, let's say if you had an online program you were trying to sell, it's using the same analogy. You want to give to your audience before you ask. So even on those social media platforms, you want to give in terms of the likes, shares, and comments before you even share any of your stuff. So kind of remember that. So you can plan out your entire content strategy by doing things such as, even on your, let's say if you are doing creating YouTube videos, I would say do something like this. Record 8 YouTube videos for the entire month. Let's say you are releasing 2 videos a week. You can create 8 videos. Batch produce them. So make them all in the same day. It's going to save you a hell of a lot of time also. And you're not going to have to revisit, doing certain things with that particular content. So record 8 YouTube videos for the month. You can write 2 to 4 blog posts for a particular month. You can create 8 or 12 podcast episode. So however you want to do it, or record, 8 to 12, 1 to 1.5 minute videos for your Facebook or for your Instagram. You can record about 4 to 6 podcast episodes for the month. You can, you know, record 8 to 12 or more 15 to 60 second TikTok video. So there's a lot you can do in terms of producing content and having a strategy. And I'm not really pointing at anything in particular in terms of, hey, you should do this amount of this and that amount of that and this amount of this and that, you know, because you're all going to have your own, you know, everybody's time is different. So everybody's going to do and produce a little differently, and everybody's going to have they're going to create their digital strategy as best as it fit them and their time and all of that stuff. So I understand all of that. But the most important thing that I want you to get out of this episode, think of how people are consuming content. Like I said, through written content, through videos, through audio. Also, even with videos, you have to understand this. YouTube is what? YouTube is basically long-term content. Also, YouTube has YouTube Shorts also, which is their version of TikTok, their version of Snapchat or what have you. So you can think of videos as long-term content, or any of these platforms as long-term content and short-term content, whether it's blogging, videos, even audios. You know, you can do a 5-minute audio podcast. You can do a 30-minute audio podcast, you know, so mix and match it and see what you have to put stuff out there, see what your audience likes, see what other people are doing also, because you don't want to waste a whole lot of time as well. So I hope I helped you guys with some awesome tidbits on how to create a digital marketing strategy. And that's kind of the short term of it also, because actually in doing that, you want to make sure that you're using email marketing. You want to make sure you're collecting emails, and so on and so forth. But those are some important things that I left you guys in this episode. Make sure you check out the show notes at digitalmarketingcreators.com/episode 8. And in the next episode, I want to talk about a few digital marketing tools you'll need to grow. So make sure you check us out in our private Facebook group. I'm talking all over my words. At digitalmarketingcreators.com/group. That's digitalmarketingcreators.com/group. And hey, we'll see you in there. We'll see you in the next episode as well. Thanks for joining me. And hey, have a good day. Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.